Welcome to Two Bards, One Mic. Insert interesting music here.
I swear we're actually going to get music one of these days.
Nah.
Welcome to episode 21, coming at you kind of live.
From SpokeCon 2013.
SpokeCon, where's that at?
Spokane.
Oh, I thought it was in Vancouver.
No.
Okay.
They're not very creative with the names here.
I know, I can tell.
Change a couple letters, it's a con.
Yeah, yeah. Too much, too many minerals in the water.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're live right now.
We're always live when we record it.
That's true.
I mean, that would suck.
Except that episode 19, I don't think we were very alive on that one.
Oh, man. It's an undead podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much so.
So, this is a completely different format, so excuse us. You know what? It's a free podcast. Deal with it.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Be lucky you're getting one.
Yeah. There are pay podcasts, by the way.
I know.
Totally. If we were popular, we could monetize this.
We could.
Yeah.
And then everyone here would leave.
Because I wouldn't do ads. I'd do the Dan Savage thing. Where we have the extra big podcast that you pay for, and he can get away with it because, you know,
he's Dan Savage. Oh,
so.
Just a sec, I need to get something.
Oh, and even at the con, he leaves the mic. That's awesome. So,
hey, Mike Ott.
Mike Ott.
A little something for you. Okay.
All right. All right. Cool. So what I was thinking is let's barrel through the online questions real quick and then start taking audience questions. Does that work for you?
First. How many people in the audience have questions? You all suck.
You're
the worst hired audience ever.
What?
Oh,
you
wait. What? We didn't hire them.
We didn't hire them.
Oh, that's the problem.
Any kind of questions?
Okay.
Yeah. I don't care.
Have you listened to our podcast?
I probably wouldn't try to do research for, you know, your master's thesis or something, because we'll screw you over. We have no problem doing it. All right, great. So
Beth just walked in.
Yeah, it happens. It's a con. It's a con. Snow White's in the front row. We've got a red wizard. Red mage. Mage. Red
witch.
Mage. Witch. I am not genderist, man.
Yeah, witch. Is it a wizard or is it
actor.
A mage?
It's an actor.
Which is it?
There are male witches, too.
There are male witches, too?
Yes.
I thought there were warlocks.
Nope.
So Warlock was just a shitty movie that lied to me. All right. No, that's fine. That's great. Good on you, Hollywood assholes. So let's start with some Twitter questions.
Sure, let's.
This one's actually directed at you, which is
from the Twitter.
So Justin Everett... A new name for me. Asks, what is your opinion on using a CMS like Joomla or Drupal for a website? So I played around with Ruby for about half a second and decided no.
Yeah.
I've heard Drupal's okay.
I guess.
Sounds like a like
Drupal and Joomla both sound like very bad diseases
they
that
do.
You don't want.
Yeah.
Man, I got the and WordPress again. Would also be a CMS system. You know, they work for people that don't know anything about coding and want to update their own website, which means their time is more valuable than yours, which means you should not have them as a client and walk away.
So it's more of a CMA than a CMS, really.
Yeah.
You're just getting
kiss
in there.
My ass.
C.
I spell it that way.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah. Remember, I say things and then think about them,
right,
so then I have to cover up why I said what I said.
No, I know. You've been married how many times? So we are both kind of anti...
CMS.
I don't want to get the Drupal.
No.
No.
A
friend of mine, Darren Oden, I don't know if he listens or not, but he's big on the Drupal.
Mm-hmm.
The Drupal. I think you can that one.
Yeah.
It's not like the Google or the Facebook. It's
the Drupal.
And I can't help, I think of the cartoon every single time. Every single time I hear it. you know, that or Link getting money out of pots. So, I got all my Drupals. It's not a thing, but, you know, I don't like it.
This is almost just like doing it at home.
I know it is. It's a little.
It's just as silent.
Yeah, except it's cool here and not like a raging inferno of a second floor. No. It's just because you're so hot, buddy.
Okay.
It's because you're so hot.
I'm radiating. No.
Yeah. No. So Dougie asks. It's the Potato Pope, who did not make it.
Who did not make it here because he's going to Gen Con instead.
But sent his alcohol in his stead. Thank you, Dougie.
Thank you, Dougie.
Says, what's your favorite homemade sandwich? And what makes it your favorite? And what's your favorite bought sandwich? All right. Can I be gross? Just as gross as I can? So we all know I grew up poor. Because I keep saying it all the time.
Yes.
And
in Idaho, which...
No, yeah. I grew up in Spokane.
Oh, that's right.
I grew up in Spokane. I lived in Idaho for about 3 years, and then another 3 on a separate occasion. But no, I grew up in Spokane mostly. Mostly. And so being the trashiest of white trash, spaghetti sandwiches the next day are probably my favorite homemade sandwich. Trust. Don't you give me that look. I will it's because you take the garlic bread that's grilled and toasted, and you put the spaghetti in it after you heat it up, and it's, like, just really good. It's tasty. And it's the kind of sandwich you can't buy anywhere. Because, seriously, I don't want to make a sandwich. I want to go buy a sandwich. They're better.
Yeah. No. I will tell you that I don't wait till the next day. Mm-hmm. That's how I eat my spaghetti.
Booyah.
Hot garlic bread, molten, another piece of garlic bread. Drove my mother nuts.
Here's a funny thing.
I bought good silverware for you, and you just use your hands.
My favorite purchase sandwich, I think we're probably going to go out and get tonight, because it's Brucci's from Spokane. The only place you can get it. Delicious cheesesteaks.
Yeah, not a fan of the cheesesteak.
They have chicken.
Okay. I will
chicken.
Go.
They do.
With.
You can shake your head. No, yeah, I don't know. This guy's crazy. I know. The cheesesteak is amazing. Get the A1 cooked into it. Mm.
Oh, yes, I do. And there's a reason.
Not when he's home alone.
Shh.
I'm sorry? No, it's not like Philly. It's completely not a Philly cheesesteak. It's a Brucci's cheesesteak. Philly cheesesteaks are like Pat's King of Steaks. Oh, yeah. You know, hell yeah. But Brucci's is different, and I actually like it more. Now, if I was going for a classic cheesesteak, you either cook it yourself with like the steakums and the cheese whiz. You don't use provolone on a damn cheesesteak.
No.
But you know, or go to Pat's if you know I have the airfare, I guess. But I'm gonna brew cheese. It's my thing.
Okay.
I've heard Promonti's is really good too for an East Coast sandwich. Never had it. It's basically a college sandwich because it was made for truckers, so it's a sandwich with French fries shoved into it. It's like a whole meal on bread.
Mm.
A friend of mine loves those. I've never had one.
So. I'm going to go with favorite homemade sandwich is a toss-up between any meat sandwich, because I know how to make a meat sandwich taste good. It's made with love. And the reason there's love in there is because there's air. If you just put stuff flat on your sandwich and eat it, it doesn't work. But if you fold the meat and fluff everything up and put it on there, it's a whole different taste. So,
oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm full. I was filled with Scott's love today. I'm good.
That's right. The other would be what we were discussing on the way over.
Wait, which one? The fluffernutter What was the horrible one?
The fluffer.
Just the fluffer.
The fluffer.
Yeah.
There's the fluffer, the fluffernutter, and the Reese's fluffer peanut butter sandwich. So, if anyone's not from the East Coast or doesn't know what a fluffer is, or a fluffernutter, sorry, everyone knows what a fluffer is. A fluffernutter, as it said back east, is peanut butter on one side, Wonder bread, cut off the edges. I don't go that far, but anyway, you take that, and then you take a jar of Jet Puff Fluff, which is marshmallow, and you put that on there. It's the way to get the kids out and playing in the streets. But I have the fluffer, which is butter and fluff. There's the fluffernutter, which is...
Your sandwich sounds fantastic.
Thank you. I just wanted to make sure. I wanted that, yeah.
Peanut butter and fluffernutter, and if you want to go to the extreme, peanut butter on one side, Nutella on the other side, and fluff in the middle. It is It is awesome.
Yeah,
it
just,
is
just yeah.
It is a beautiful sandwich. Then deep
have
fry
your insulin
it.
Ready.
No, kidding.
Because, yeah, some pixie, throw some banana in there. Resurrect Elvis. Yeah, shit
yeah,
like that.
Yeah. And then MSM Deli in Tacoma.
Oh yeah, MSM Magic Sandwich Makers.
Magical Sandwich Makers Deli They're 2. Good. We don't know where Deli 1 is, but it says MSM Deli.
Probably
2.
India.
Wow. I didn't say that, guys. I love your sandwiches. They used to be made on a full loaf of French bread. The price hasn't changed, but the sandwich has gotten smaller. It's now about half a thinner loaf. But yeah, the Mike's Deluxe is amazing. Toasted.
So if you're in Tacoma, it's the
6th and Trafton.
Yeah,
and it's on the corner of Sex and Death, because there's MSM Deli, there's the mortuary, and then there's the sex shop. So it's on the corner of Sex and Death.
And that's not too far from the truth.
No.
Because it is a heart attack and a wrap.
It is.
Yeah.
But it's delicious.
It's one of the sketchiest looking places you will ever go get a delicious sandwich and probably not get stabbed. But it's really, I have to admit, Scott sold it and he oversold it and it lived up to it. And then Bo actually oversold us on a place and lived
yeah,
up to it as
tub
well.
Subs?
Tub Subs.
Yeah, in Seattle.
Yeah. So. Yeah,
and Marconi's in Olympia.
Do you get those by radio? Is that okay?
No, when I'm at Harlequin,
oh,
we get
right,
Marconi's.
Right.
Macconi's, Marconi's, I can never pronounce it right, but they make good sandwiches.
Yeah.
Next question, I'm hungry.
Next, yeah, no joke. So, this big surprise.
How much longer do we have?
I don't know, it's forever.
I have no water and I'm hungry.
45 okay. minutes.
Oh,
yeah, I know.
Really?
So, Tom Brophy.
Oh, wow, surprise there. Surprise. Tom asked a question.
Oh, and he got it all fancy, too. My cue this week is, what have been the best cosplays you've seen and one highlight from SpoCon? Best cosplay was, I really liked Loki. Loki was
yeah.
very good. The Red Witch, who was wonderful and berated me on the podcast, is great. Awful. No.
I like the contemporary take of Snow White.
Well, but we see that often, because you're just wonderful. This is vodka, right?
Yes. Awesome. No, it's moonshine.
Really?
Thank you very much.
So, man, there's been some great cosplay.
Deadpool, Spider-Man. I don't know.
Well, Deadpool's Deadpool. I love Deadpool, but the cosplay is more about the act than it is about the dress. So,
And for me, Loki, not so much. The first year I saw him, yes. I get it. People spend money. 501st, you're spending a lot of money. You can be a stormtrooper every time I see you. That's
fine. Loki here was cardboard, man. And he looked good.
There was Loki just in the last panel. Anyway, there's people that wear the same costume every year
that I see them. Okay.
And so then the shine wears off of that. Whereas those who wear different costumes.
By the way, nice bowling shirt.
Thanks. I always wear the same costumes because I'm cosplaying me, and no one else will. So,
dude, I banged this hot cosplay. Oh wait, it was me.
Take the ring off. Put it on the
All
other
right,
hand.
Yeah. There. Well, thank you for giving me the right hand when you punch me. So I know you care.
Yes.
And then highlights would I think that obviously the dinner with Brandon Sanderson and Timmy the night before was really great. Watching Christian Doyle like completely have a 14-year-old fangirl freak out was kind of awesome.
Yes.
Loves the Sanderson.
Yes.
And also kind of geeks out about Transolar too, which is totally deserved.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I was just on a panel with Adam and Adam.
Oh man, that's
so now I've met almost all of them. Yeah. Clancy, Jade, right? Jade.
Hey, you could actually make an Adam harem with that many Adams. That's horrible. Oh, wait, you know what? I liked whose panel or whose plot is it anyway? That was a lot of fun.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, that was actually a lot of fun. Never done a live panel style. I've only ever done stage improv. So
I'm going to also predict that the Gaming Gong Show tonight is going to be hilarious.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not on that. I'm not.
I am.
Okay, good.
It's my panel. John Goff and I own that.
Oh,
bitch.
Cool. Wait, there was an awful long pause there. So you don't own that bitch, you own that And I'm a bitch. Thank you. You're an asshole.
Works out either way. Take your choice.
All right. All right. What other highlights? Well, scotch tasting is like always a highlight for you.
Yeah.
It hasn't even happened yet, and we know it's going to be a highlight.
Yeah. Because most of them are from the appropriate
tasting and
area.
Swigging mean the same thing to Scott.
Mm-hmm.
So.
This is my sample cup.
Swish,
this
swish,
is your
swallow.
Sample cup.
So, yeah. All right. We've got a Chris Piazzo question. If you could switch up who played... This is for you, by the way.
Oh.
If you could switch up who played which characters in Darkness Rising, how would you change them? What unique twist would you bring to the character? I know for a fact Scott really liked that dress, so I'm guessing Scott C. Brown plays Luster.
No. I would have. I think I would have left the real
going,
world characters.
This is going up.
I know,
and people can hear it.
I know.
Be nice. All right.
I wouldn't change anything, but I would make Turk instead of Flynn. I know everyone loves Flynn. That's fine. That's great. He's a bard. Bards suck. But I had a lot of fun playing Turk with the real chainmail, not the aluminum shit some whiny little bitch kept talking about every day on set. Who wasn't Nathan? Oddly enough. Ben had to wear aluminum chainmail as well.
Okay. Way to rope it in, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody's going to be pissed off about that.
No. All right. I don't think so.
Cool.
Just called Matt a shitty writer for not putting Turk in more, and called out Ben for being a sissy little bitch, and mentioned Nathan's name, and everyone else was safe.
All right. Cool. Cool. And none of them listened, as far as I know.
Why do you think I picked those three?
All right. Brian Lewis, you're adorable. And is there anything you'd bring to the characters other than just becoming a battle turtle instead of a light in the looters?
No, I really liked everything about it. I think it's just, it's become so set.
I can't speak from the acting side. If I could do it again, it would definitely be a different, more traditional format camera. Just because of all the problems we've had with the footage in post. There were all the footage was on stacks and stacks and stacks of DVDs, and it is really hard to convert because of how it's set up.
Yeah.
So it wants Avid really badly, and we don't have Avid. And then Chris asks me, of all the jobs on set, which one would you like to learn more about or get better at? Not necessarily like, but I will always say lighting is the job I want to get better at, and sound would be a close second, even though I don't like doing either. But it's there, the number one bang for your buck jobs on set for making film look good.
Yeah. People will watch...
Writing's way down the list.
A crappy,
you wanna make a
well-sounded, well-sounding video, but they will not watch a super awesomely shot, crappily sounding video.
Yes.
Yeah. They will just move away, so...
Right.
Yeah.
So, and then Justin Everett, again, only on Facebook this time, asks, if you could have one prop from any movie, what would it be? And I'm assuming he means prop, like actual prop, not prop, like whatever mystical powers it had in the movie.
The Fifth Element, does that count?
She's not a prop, dude. She is not a prop.
That's why I asked if it counted. She didn't have a character name. She was the Fifth Element.
Lilu didn't have a character name?
No, she was the Fifth Element. Therefore, it's a prop.
Okay. She and I know it's not Boron. She had a huge-ass character name. Enormous character name.
Whatever.
And it was shortened to Lilu.
I would say Darth Maul's lightsaber.
Okay, it's not real. That's cool, right? Mine would be the set of Firefly.
It's not a prop. That's a set. I can't have Mila Jovovich as a prop, you cannot have
Okay,
the
tell you what. You
set.
Can have her, but you can only have her in, like... No, that was...
That doesn't
you can only have her in Blue Lagoon. No. So you can't do anything with her. At all.
Take
How's
the
that?
Lightsaber.
Just take
the
lightsaber.
If she can't make me a sandwich, I'll take the lightsaber.
Wow, really? I thought you made good sandwiches. Seriously, why would you outsource that to anyone? That's sexist and stupid. Scott C.
Brown. I was just channeling your 50s character from this room.
Hey,
it's still rampant.
Oh,
still tangible in the air. Sorry.
Yeah, you should have
Besides,
seen it.
Mila would understand.
I was waiting.
We have that kind of rapport.
I was waiting for him to ask me, like, what would we do on a date? Because I had that whole thing planned out in my head. I was like, well, we go down and get us a soda at the soda shop, split a 2-ounce burger, then watch the minorities get hosed off the sidewalk. So that was, if you weren't here for that, we had to do, you okay? You okay, buddy?
Oh, my God.
We had to do it was a Whose Line Is It Anyway style of game where we had quirks and Christian was asking us on the dating game,
yeah.
What, you know, about ourselves. And I had a 50s character suck through a wormhole to present. So, yeah. 50s were great for one very specific group of people.
Yes.
So,
yeah. Is that all for the questions?
That's all for the external questions. So we can start taking some audience questions. I don't know. Beardy McPonytail. I know that. Sweet. I've got an understudy. Yeah.
He could have
Oh man, I'm gonna take the glitch answer on that one because he's right. The I don't know if have you ever seen Glitch? It's the power of light because it lets you control everything. Ultimately, it's really, you know, it's like if he got one wish from a genie, it would be for a character sheet that affected him permanently. And because basically by the end of it, he could make his own genies, you know, granting himself enough. Yeah. So, but yeah, light is definitely. It's a great power.
Light.
Full control over light. Speed of light. Light travel. You know, you could potentially, you know, travel through time or all that other stuff. It's. I'm going with that.
Invisibility.
Light does that.
X-ray vision.
Light does that.
Great. He asked for three, not one.
Giving you the one that takes them all out.
That's okay. I'm only going for two.
All right. Plus. Save money on bags. I'm just saying. I'm sick of looking at your face. Tonight, you're flipping over.
Okay.
All right.
That's it. All I need is two.
All right, cool. Done. Anything else from anyone in the audience? Yes?
If you were required to have one 4-inch by 4-inch square of your body anywhere, it'd be itchy. Where would it be?
If I was required to have one 4-inch by 4-inch square of my body be itchy, like forever, permanently itchy, where would it be and why? Well, there are a lot
anywhere
of answers.
On his body. That's where I would want my 4-inch square to be.
Yeah, that's going to get retaliation, though.
That's fine.
Well, if I can make it anywhere on my
why
body.
Why is Brian Lewis calling us during a podcast?
I don't know. Answer it. Gets me out of this stupid itchy question.
Hey, Brian.
Hey.
Hey, you're on the podcast, buddy.
I'm sorry?
You're on the podcast live at SpokeCon.
Oh, no. I'm going
to
go back.
What? No, this is good. We're recording you without your permission.
That's stupid. Hi, everyone. Hello. Oh, shit, you're doing it live.
That's what he said.
Yep, we're doing it live, and that's recorded for posterity.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, how's it going? How's SpokeCon?
It's great. So, Brian, if you could have a 4-inch by 4-inch square anywhere on your body that was perpetually... Not if you could, if you had to. That was perpetually itchy, where would you put it and why? I'm going with spleen because it doesn't actually have the nerves to, like... feel that, so it's just a wash.
Yeah, you're gonna have to repeat that question. I heard.
No, I'm not gonna repeat that question. It's a bad question. Thing. We're moving on.
Oh, so, don't okay, fine. Well,
well, hold on 1 second. I think we probably should.
Yeah, can I call you back after?
Yeah, do it.
All right.
Okay.
Buddy.
All right. Well,
thanks for playing.
Bye. 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 You can almost hear the handsome through the phone. Yes.
If you were to invent one law to be enacted across the country, what would it be? Or across the world, even.
Infallibility for me. That's like the one wish thing, right? That's like the one law where I get to make any law I want forever, in perpetuity. I'll just wish for more wishes. But if we have to like take it down and scope it down and make it like, one law.
Equality for all.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. I'll go with that. Oh, all Burger Kings have to stay open until 4 a.m.
done.
And no more breakfast menus.
No.
Yeah.
It's kind of a two-part.
Oh, we're not up to two parts yet.
Do you want to double-team it, Scott? We're going to double-team the two-part. Let's go.
Okay.
In your life story, if your life story was to be filmed, who would you choose to play you, and who
is
Quentin Tarantino?
Quentin Tarantino?
I don't know who Quentin
Tarantino is. Tequila, which is... okay, so the question is, if we were producing the life story of ourselves...
Paul Giamatti.
Yep. Paul, if Paul Giamatti were producing the life story of ourselves, I assume that you meant you wanted to be played by
him.
I was repeating the question for people at
home.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Who would we choose to play us, and who would Quentin Tarantino choose to play us? So, I would choose to play myself, because I need the work. But if not... Oh, geez, man. I don't know. That Hurley dude from Lost, I guess. Let's go with that.
Never watched it.
No, I don't care either. You know what? Meatloaf, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, reconstructive surgery.
And then, in that case, then I would oust Paul Giamatti and I would play me so that I could play opposite Meatloaf.
But if it... Okay, you know what, though? No, I'm going to stick playing me then so I can work with Paul Giamatti.
There you go.
All right.
See?
All right.
It's perfect.
And if Quentin Tarantino was to do it, obviously we would both be Uma Thurman, because that's who he casts. So
I'd go with Samuel L. Jackson for my limited vocabulary.
You are similar, yes.
You would totally do Jack Black.
I would totally do Jack Black. That is correct. That is correct. I'm not...
Jack Black, if you're listening, was a proposition.
I want you to know I'm not gay, but yeah, I would. I mean, that's just fame right there. I would do that. Yeah, Jack Black could. Yeah. I'll give you that. And it's great because you know. Oh, and you could be played by Kyle Gass. We could just glue some steel wool on his head.
Really, steel wool?
I don't know.
Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
That's... But Paul Giamatti's only 6 months older than me and way richer.
Paul Giamatti's that old?
Yep.
Holy crap. Yeah.
And we've already lost our first people.
Well, I think they're going to the cosplay thing. Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry.
What is a movie for when you answer that is super nostalgic? Like something that you could watch at any time, bring back a lot of memories.
So the question is, what is a movie that we can watch anytime that's nostalgic for us, that brings back memories, that we love, that we can just throw in seriously at any given time? That makes Scott cry.
What movie doesn't?
Every movie ever.
I cried during the Transformers. Twice.
Yeah, I accidentally said Iron Giant once on the trip over. It was horrifying.
I got three.
I've got a few. The Incredibles is a movie that I love and watch all the time. Just love that movie. I really, really, really like Ghostbusters a lot. I think I saw a Bill Murray shirt walk in too. Okay. What else would be a really good one? And then there are anything by Monty Python. Except for maybe Meaning of Life. I need to be in a mood for that one.
Yeah.
But so throw those in anytime. Yep.
I go with Star Wars: A New Hope, Rudy, Dead Poets Society, and A River Runs Through It.
You count to three really bad.
I know. Because I forgot about Dead Poets.
You're terribly good at counting.
I started thinking about my dad with A River Runs Through It, right. And that made me think of Dead Poets.
A river
Society.
Runs through your father?
Yeah.
That's got to be uncomfortable.
It is. He's very wishy-washy about things. I hope that sounded okay on the mic.
Yes. Yes.
Whoops.
So, I didn't say it, but I've actually never heard you guys' podcast before.
Get the fuck out.
You've heard half of one already.
Until today.
Oh, okay.
But...
The question is why is it called...
We can clear the room out real quick.
Yeah. The question is why is it called Two Bards? The reasoning behind that is, one, the domain name was available. The end. And then, of course, you played a bard, and I did a filk for, if you guys haven't seen it, for The Gamer's Darkness Rising... Hello, darkness, my old friend. So it was, and so we just, it just kind of worked. like we were like, all right, well, we're bards, we write stuff, and we, you know, bard doesn't just mean singing with a lute while you're party, you know. Yeah, so
he's the man with all the information.
That's true.
Shakespeare.
You are an asshole.
Yeah, I'm you can stay. You need to leave. Yeah.
Everyone, I'm going to need you to go to the back of the room, turn, look at the wall, and not report anything you hear for just a moment. Come here. No, we've actually
been confused for each other once too.
Once, and then I often get confused for the dude who runs the game Matrix in the Dorkness series. Not me.
No,
not even a little. He's like 3 foot two.
Yes.
Or something. I'm pretty sure. I think he's got one hit point. It's like a little minion-y, kobold-y guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So two bards came from, to get back to your question, because we like to tangent all over the place. Two Bards is our production company. So I believe on February 4th, email 5th, we found the domain name twobards.com because we decided that we were going to leave one part of our lives behind and move on with a new one that we had control over.
Right.
So we made a production company, and then we thought, you know what? We were going to do the podcast for this. Let's do a podcast for this. And at the time, we had one microphone, and it was Two Bards, One Mic. And then
because we're gross. I mean, straight up, yes, we're making that illusion, absolutely. The one you think we're making, we were making. And it's gross, and it's horrible. And because we felt that's kind of what came out of our mouths. So, yeah.
Have you not listened to Taylor Griffin?
Who?
I don't know who
Ranting
that is.
Griffin?
I don't listen
Ranting
to podcasts.
Griffin.
I think they're boring.
No. So. They're poorly produced. They're going to sound a lot like this one, probably.
Yeah, this podcast is just going to be awful, and I don't apologize.
Quality-wise, not the content of the people here.
No, it's just awful all around. Yeah. We're horrible. We haven't slept.
No.
So.
We smell bad.
Yeah.
Even though we took 3 showers.
At once. That was kind of stupid. We probably should have spaced them out.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was still conditioner left.
No, not both of us in the shower.
Oh.
What kind of podcast do you think this is?
Holy.
We just took 3 in a row. Because we were told, what?
It is called 2 bars.
Yeah, not one bathtub.
M-I-M-I-C, short for microphone.
K-E-Watt. Wait, where are we going with this? I don't know.
I don't know.
All right. Any more questions?
Please.
By the way, that's how you spell my last name. You use the song. D-O-P-I-E-R-A-L-S-K-I. It's the only way I could even remember. So it's got 11 letters. Yeah, again, you...
Is that how to learn to keep talking like that?
I don't know.
Don't sleep, drink heavily, be hungover.
Be an asshole.
That helps.
Oh, it helps.
Don't really give a shit.
Yeah, I mean, I spent most of my high school time being like... You know, a nerd. I was not well received by others, and I built a shell and I used humor for it, and essentially it protected me from being hurt. And now I use it to make other people feel uncomfortable because I hate the world and everything in it.
Pretty much the same thing for me, except that I'm a professional talker. As an actor, that's what I have to
him
do.
Him M talk good.
But yes.
Him M talk real good.
It's gonna be. There's gonna. What did Timmy say last night? It's going to be full awesome.
No, it's going to awesome.
It's going to awesome. Yes.
Yes. You weren't just stretching, right?
That was. Okay, yeah.
Okay, because seriously, like that's how you buy Fabergé eggs at Sotheby's. Don't do that.
What's that? Oh no, I didn't want that.
I'm also someone who's never heard the podcast until now, but will
okay.
end up downloading all of the episodes.
Excellent.
And putting them in my car. Question about that. How would you rate the podcast for commuting and driving?
Lots of people.
So the question is, how would we rate the podcast for commuting and driving? If you have a really long commute, it's okay. I don't think in Spokane you're going to have a commute long enough to listen to this. We generally run about an hour. We've had an almost 2-hour podcast now. We just don't shut up.
No.
We really don't.
The hardest part is finding a way to turn it off. But there are a lot of people that are very excited on Mondays because usually we try to put it out Sunday at midnight.
Yep.
Monday at midnight 01.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever.
It's not like it's automated.
So that you can listen to it.
Hey, maybe we should get
lot.
On Drupal or, and we should automate that whole setup, right?
Yeah, no.
No, okay.
Either that or just listen to one episode over 5 days.
Yeah. And
that's
you
probably
know,
about all of a normal.
It's not safe for work.
Try to stomach
unless you're using headphones. Just
it's not safe
say
for
that.
Work if you work at a shitty place.
No.
But
it's available on the Windows Store, on iTunes,
and
OneCast can find it.
OneCast can find it.
And I
Winecast.
Got on
Winecast
Splinter.
Like, drink it.
One. What's the Android one?
OneCast. I think OneCast is Android.
Yeah, I think that's.
Yeah, but there was another. What, it begins with an S. It was like Splinter.
Oh, Shout, not Shoutcast. I don't know.
I just download my computer, put them on flash.
Oh, there you
See,
go.
See, you're our hero. And
Two
we
bars,
also,
one mic.
Because we love you, we love you so much, we put it out in both stereo and mono because stereo will either drive you crazy, or if you're me in 1997, I would only ever get to hear you because all of my speakers on one side of the car were broken.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
I could turn the balance over, I suppose.
We got a lot of complaints. We like to talk about we're coming in your ear holes. take that as you will. We mean that we're approaching them. And we would get complaints all the time about, I can only hear, because apparently some people with two headphones only use one. I don't get it.
Yeah, that was just, Curtis Chandler.
Yeah.
From Clinically Inane. Go ahead and
see,
leave
we're
that.
Mentioning,
we're mentioning
you, Curtis.
He listens
to once, forget
he listens
him and,
with one earbud in, and apparently that's our problem somehow. So,
so we
fixed it.
So we fixed
like
it
we do.
For him.
For well, and for a bunch of other people too.
No,
we've had
no,
just him.
Just
him.
Just you.
Curtis. It's all for you, Curtis. We'll give you our address. You can make checks payable to
two bars.
Scott. Yeah, two bars. I think we can catch.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Aside from the scotch.
Okay, aside from scotch, what is our favorite con drink so far? What They Hand Me. Is that a drink? Because that's what I kept. The Marmot juice was okay. That was pretty good. Anything that's floated with grenadine is generally pretty good. I'm a total drinking wuss. I drink a lot. Like, I can drink a ton, but I really, really like sugary, fruity, floral. Like, Long Island iced tea, that's...
Umbrella drinks.
Yeah. Umbrella. Thank you. Thank you for...
Well, just simple. There's a whole genre of umbrella-type drink. I enjoy those as well. I'm not having scotch.
Yeah. I just don't like scotch. I can't do it. It burns my soul, which I do not have. So it's pretty powerful is what I'm getting at. It's. But I guess if you drink it, you have spirit.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yep. Punster... Hunt
By the way, we drank really late last night, so that's what you're getting. You're getting us. This is the not sloshed, but still kind of recovering cast.
Well, it's our 21st. We felt it would only
it
be
It was our 21st. No
it's
more
21st
no
podcast,
more sneaking into your ears.
Look, there's Mark. Mark Osier, ladies and gentlemen. Who can't see anything at home.
No.
But he's here. He's not queer. And he's going to testify.
Do we know that? I don't know. It's not cool.
His wife lives in Seattle.
Yeah. Your wife lives in Canada. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, and he works in San Francisco.
Right.
Oh, well. Gosh.
He is a dirty
motherfucker. My apologies, sir. I didn't... Wow, I could have mined that for all it was worth last night. Damn it. That sounded wrong. I meant...
No, you couldn't. She's in Seattle. Mine it when you get home, buddy. All right.
One bar, one mic from now on.
I've tried.
I know.
Oh, you're just... It's weird because I'm like totally inappropriate, but you're like that evil, bad inappropriate. You're like that inappropriate that they make after-school movies about. You're like so inappropriate that Cybill Shepherd is going to have work soon. You're super inappropriate.
Or am I?
Oh, I don't know if he's queer, dude. Yeah, really, you are. You're horrible. And I love you for it, buddy.
Someone has to be.
Someone has to be horrible.
I'm the bad cop. You're the good cop.
Oh, right.
I'm the inappropriate horrible. You're
right.
Just
that's true. That's
inappropriate.
True.
Right. But not horrible.
It's okay. You know what? We'll just set Nathan Rice next to you, and no one will care what you say.
Nope.
Because it will be.
It will be
angel
Disney.
Titties
yes.
Compared
it will be
to
angel titties compared to what comes out of Nathan's mouth.
That's true. It's like that. It's like it's a solar power for inappropriate speech, or solar panel. I'm very tight.
Yeah.
Any more questions from anyone? Yes.
Do we have a go-to curse word? Oh, so this is going to the James...
The go-to curse word.
Yeah.
Come on. It's the best one.
Motherfucking cocksucker.
Oh, no, that's that is the one. That's the go-to. Okay. It's got all of them in it.
It does.
It's true.
It's not hyphenated. It's all okay. Spelt together. M-U-T-H-E-R-F-U-K-I-N. C-U-K-S.
By the way, notice we have lost all of the children.
I know. I don't think we had any to start with.
No, we did.
Well, we did. He's asleep.
Oh, he's okay then. So, yeah.
I see him sitting there. Oh, my God.
I'm a big fan. I'm a big I'm a big fan of Fuck. It's my favorite. It's a good one. It's a good one. It's versatile.
I'm a big fan of... Never mind.
I know. It's got a lot of history to it. It's... Yeah. And there... Yeah. There's... I mean, other languages, like people who speak other languages, professors of other languages study that word in English because of how it's just kind of transformed. Yeah, yeah.
Turned out it was a textual play.
I'm sorry?
Turned out it was a textual play.
Yeah, who knew? But the best, I mean, I don't know. And then the concept behind sort of the aristocracy and the French, the French attempt to control language in the Britons, and Germanic language being lower status, and so you could say the exact same word in French and it was okay, but if you said it in Germanic, it was bad. Like it's just really cool. I it's a great word, and it's, man, it's just
sounds,
you know, there's
good.
A Professor Carlin Forms did a well. Lot of really good work on this word. In fact, like it elementally, I think it should be named, you know, like Carlinium, because he's really explored that one, and
yeah.
And I think has hit everything you need to know about it. But man, it's a great one. Yeah.
Does he in fact have a doctorate?
A doctorate of fuckology? Probably. Probably. If anyone was qualified outside of Scholar, it was him. So at the very least honorary, I'm sure.
Yes.
So, yeah.
I believe Stanford gave that to him.
No, I'm...
BYU?
Yes. They're big on it. So, I don't think we should say that too loud around here.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
We're good.
All right. Any other questions? Yes. So this is for Scott, and it's, does he have a favorite funny moment while he was filming that still makes him laugh when he thinks about it? Where he isn't naked, I hope.
I know, I'm trying to distill it down to a good one. I think the one that I love the most that I'm so happy actually made it in Darkness Rising is in one of the traveling montages, and no one really counts it as a death, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
So it's sort of a trick question. But there's a silhouette of us walking along a ridge. Christian and I had this all planned out, but Matt and Ben and no one else knew what was going on. So there's a point where he pushes me over, and it is literally a cliff. There is one spot he could do that because there were a lot of blackberry bushes, and they would break my fall. And we got two other guys, PAs on the crew, to sneak in, around, down, climb up, and be there just to doubly. But we're just walking across, and Matt and Ben have already looked on the other side, and Christian just... And I go down, and the insanity that ensued on this side, we just, yeah, it was...
Nice.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
That's pretty good. Did you pick some berries?
Out of my tights, yes.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. That wasn't even your costume, too, so that's amazing.
No,
you should just really screw that. Yes.
Aren't blackberry bushes really sharp?
Yep. That they are, and when you're wearing teal tights.
They are, but Scott's not, so he didn't really think this through. Love you, buddy.
Love you, too.
All right. Yeah, pretty good one. I've seen a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that hasn't been released, and He's got a lot. He's got a lot of things that he probably doesn't want brought up, actually, but yeah.
I don't know. Throw one out there. We'll see if I want it brought up or not.
You understand how that doesn't work, right?
Remember, I'm not very sharp.
Oh, right. Right. That's true. So, oh, let's see. Oh, that sucks. I can't. No, I can't bring that one up, not because of Scott, but because someone else was in it. And well, no, we can still bring up. We can bring up the filming on it, because we did release finally in the newer DVD a little tiny bit of the bikini male scene. But the eye line of all of you guys in the bikini male scene was ridiculously... So if you have not watched the newest DVD of Dorkness Rising, they allude to...
Joanna.
To Joanna, well, to Daphne, wearing bikini male.
And only the finest armor a woman can buy.
They shot it. That scene is shot. And it is
not
unflatteringly
in the film.
Lit... It is, and it's not her. She's great, but it is lit horribly by a bunch of dudes who don't know what they're doing when it comes to, yeah, I mean, it was very insensitively lit. So the joke goes, and it was, the eye line was drawn by the people on set to the sort of buttocks region of Carol Roscoe. So that was funny.
The peduncular zone. Yes.
If we're going to get technical,
yes,
it's the pedunculus.
Yes.
And right.
And peduncular.
Yes, peduncular. Exactly. I thought I saw. Was it? Yes.
I'm just assuming you're gamers.
Yeah, I don't think that's cool to assume about someone. But
yeah, no, that's really fucking racist.
I'm totally a straightener. I'm all about gamer rights. But is it racist? Is it?
He said I'm wrong.
I didn't say you were. I said the question was. Dude, I would never call you racist. You don't have a mustache.
Yes.
I have no idea.
I think you just made fun of your genetic heritage by talking about your facial hair growth. So, you know.
Right.
Totally.
We had
not
that on
racist,
a panel this
right?
morning.
Yeah, okay. Jeez. I'm Castilian. I can't grow. It looks seriously like a. Like a pudgy, smooth nutsack. Like it's gets a little scraggly going, but that's about it. It's all shiny. If I get angry, there are some veins. But anyway, so are we gamers? Yes. We are not probably as hardcore as depicted or expected. I played Paranoia. I played a lot of old Palladium games back when I was a kid. 3.5, second edition, 4, kind of. I owned a game store, and I hated gaming when I was at it because you had to game with the people who game in a game store. Yeah. Think about that for a second. Yeah, and the only way you can make money at a game store anymore is CCGs, which, and there are very, very awesome CCG players, and they are outnumbered by assholes at a margin that is remarkable.
What would be your most favorite absurd, crazy, funny gaming moment?
Oh, man. Okay, so we'll go to Palladium. I was playing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and we came up against a sumo wrestler, and after defeating him, we stripped him for parts. So we cut him open, we took his femur as a club, his skull as a helmet, because he was huge. And then because, you know, I was like... In seventh grade, his testicles were bolos. Because, you know, I was just a bit. But that was probably... Parting out a sumo wrestler was probably the most ridiculous thing I'd ever done. Well, you get more money for that. You don't sell it as a whole. Because seriously...
They're magical, wondrous items.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to go to, like, dudefacts.com and make sure he's never been in an accident. So, no, you just part him out. Don't go to dudefacts.com, by the way. I mean, that was... I am throwing out a fake website that I am pretty sure probably exists and has some really nasty stuff.
But you can go to thewhitehouse.com.
Not... No. Don't... Why would you do that?
Because I get a kickback on all the bonus clicks they get. And all the inappropriate windows that pop up.
Beaverhunters.gov still goes to the White House. That's not true.
No.
The Canadian. It's whatever the Canadian White
right,
House is. The
yeah, Parliament.
Log House. I don't know what they have up there.
Parliament.
I know they have Parliament.
For me, it would be an Eberron campaign. And I do not really game all that much. I play one, but I'm not one. And I freely admit that now. It's been 12 years since my last game. No. It was with Don Early, Christian, Nathan. It was shortly after we had shot Darkness Rising and we were running a campaign before any of us started getting work. And that really cuts into game time. But we were on an airship and it was careening out of control. And of course, in real life, I roll shit. So I got knocked out.
I keep trying to get him to buy dice, but he won't.
I got knocked out as the airship was plummeting in the library as a book hit me and took out my last point. So I was at zero unconscious and everyone else is making their way out. And I'm looking at Don, who's running the game, and I'm just like, and he's like, and finally Christian's like, where the fuck is Scott? And Don's like, oh, so you finally care about the rest of the party. Scott is unconscious back in the library on the other end of the ship. And Christian's like, how far until we crash? He's like, around. So everyone else gets off the airship. Christian runs back into the library, picks me up as we crash into the ground. He had enough hit points to survive that because the front of the ship took the brunt and the rear was okay. And I was able to get rehealed. But yeah, that was, I was just like, come on, guys. I can't.
So this episode's podcast drinking game is take a shot every time Scott says like. You're going to die, but do it. Have fun with it. Yes.
I don't think I'll do that when I'm driving.
No, no, don't play drinking games while you're driving. That's public service.
Well, I was going to ask, though.
Uh-huh.
Ever have a night at a con where this leads to this?
Is that the hospital bracelet underneath that?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's asking, have you ever had a night at a con where the drinking bracelet, to prove that you're over 21, that the guy didn't even put on my wrist so I could have totally given to anyone, leads to a hospital bracelet? No. No, I've...
Not a hospital bracelet, and,
the
and
other
not
kind,
technically
the shiny
a
silver ones.
Bracelet.
Yeah,
but
did you get arrested?
I have never ever been arrested.
No.
True story. No, nope.
So no. Yes.
If you could be any non-Jedi Star Wars character, which would it
be? Boba Fett.
How do you not answer? Yeah, that's pretty much.
Or Chewie.
Wait, Uncle Oh, wait, no. Is it, you know,
I'd be Jar Jar. Did you just say you can get the fuck out too?
No,
just
stay,
kidding.
Stay. Yeah.
Is that a lightsaber on your side, though?
Yeah.
Bonus points for basketball shorts with a lightsaber.
Yeah. I can't think of anything better than Boba Fett. Maybe Lando. Because he's smooth. What about who?
Colt 45.
Well, okay, again, prequels. Jango Fett. Right, right. Well, he's a Jedi, though, right? Well, I assumed you meant, like, no midichlorian kind of, like, no powers, you know. I don't know, man. Like, Ewoks seem to be kind of laid back and chill. Just kind of eating berries and singing Yub Nub and crap. I'm pretty lazy. I'm going to go with Ewok.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I was actually going to ask, I guess kind of either after or leave the question, what would you prefer, to have something new and exciting to play every day like a new character to create, or would you like to stick with one really good character for a long time?
So the question is, would we prefer in acting or gaming... to have a new character, like something fresh and new every day, or have a character that that we stay in for a really long time. And I think it's a hybrid of both for me. I want to see where a character's going to grow, how they're going to advance. But, yeah, keep it new, too. Like, definitely throw some new stuff at it.
Yeah.
Alias must have been really fun to shoot. That would have been that's like the dream.
Yeah.
To look like Jessica Biel.
I think for gaming, I want one character that keeps buffing up just because I'm not used to that. From an acting standpoint, it's twofold. I mean, I have chosen not to pursue theater because it's a long process and it's the same thing over and over, for work because I love it so much. So I want to do film where I can work on 4 to 5 projects if they were there in the same time that I can do one theater show. However, if I could be on Sons of Anarchy, I would take one character and ride that fucker all the way to the end. As long as it's not Opie.
I think you're thinking of Sons of Anarchy, a triple X parody.
Of course.
Right, okay. And it's going to be Opie. Sorry, buddy.
So long as I can ride my hog.
That's exactly what they call it.
And look at that, we're out of time.
We are out of time. So we didn't get Alan Boyle or Neil deGrasse Tyson this week.
No. But if either of you are listening, let's open it up to Alan Boyle.
Yeah, Alan Boyle, you can come on too.
There's actually
I'm going to corner him.
Yeah, there's a much larger shot that he'd actually
show up. Yeah.
Show up.
So, and be sure to tune in next week when hopefully it's not going to be from a big echoey room with no equipment. It probably Oh, no, it's Gen Con.
It's Gen Con.
It's
going to
be even
really
worse.
Big open. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And yeah. We lost Mark.
All right. Dude, should I even get room tone on this one?
Danger, there's even glasses clanging precariously hanging from the ceiling.
Oh, yeah. Those are kind of cool. I drink an Umbrella Long Island iced tea out of one of those.
Yeah. Last year at the costume thing, they had the raised stage and a Jedi came about.
If you turned off the podcast, you're going to feel really stupid because we're still talking.
But they won't because they just let it play to the end.
I know.
This is why we should get like an hour-long room tone. Freak people out that it was a two-hour podcast, but They'll listen all the way through to see if there's something Funny at the end.
And we'll just like yell Thanos or something. Or like...
Manos, Hands of Fate, due out Thursday. Oh, no. Gamers, Hands of Fate.
Manos has been out, buddy.
I know.
Yeah. And I love how... there's not going to be any brand confusion about that.
No.
None at all.
No.
No. We shouldn't have named Trin's character Torgo. That was a bad idea.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, and tune in next week.